The Hive with Bonolo Beasting.
Welcome to The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting, right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air. Listen, man, you know what we do on Fridays? We make sure that we give you queens, kings of the industry. And right next to me is the one and only Tenolo Sibuhudi, a.k.a. T.S. Hello,
yes.
Darling.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, man.
Lovely.
Welcome. This is your first time at Kaya, right?
Yes, this is my first time. Thank you so much for having me.
Summer nominee.
Oh, yes.
Honey.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can we take it back? How was that experience?
Oh, that experience was nothing short of amazing. I'm telling you. And I thought I didn't get nominated, actually. There's a story behind that whole thing. So what had happened was, remember it was COVID times?
Yeah.
So the nominations were not announced anywhere else, but on Twitter, I think, Instagram. And then I logged on and I'm like, I don't see my name. What's going on? Literally 2 hours later, I'm like, you know what? Okay, fine. I cried. I'm calm. Okay. So yeah. Let me look at other nominees. And then I look and I'm like, what? I'm actually in there.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So it was nothing short of amazing. I'm telling you.
You know, I must tell you, because we're from the same hometown,
yes,
right? I've
yes.
known you for years. Mefta represented.
Oh yeah.
Like, we were very proud of you. You know, the thing is, whether it's a nomination, whether you win, Oxalayo, you're within.
Yeah, I'm in there.
You know?
Yes.
You are an educated artist.
Yes.
And it is something that is quite rare in the entertainment industry. And, you know, you studied law.
Yes, I did.
How is your legal background assisting you in the music industry?
You know what? It's tough, Nair, but at least I know what I'm getting myself into. Yeah, I don't think I really have the power yet to change like a lot of things, your contracts or whatever. I try, but when it fails, I know, you know what? I know exactly what it is I'm getting myself into. So when things don't work out or things do work out, I know what it is that I'm getting myself into. So I think, you know, that's the difference between probably me and other people that probably didn't study law.
And I mean, the language and the jargon is used in contracts. Yata Hashem.
But guys, there's Google now. Come on. Yeah. But yeah, no, it does help really to have a law background.
Would you encourage other artists to actually look into studying law or entertainment law?
Yeah, I would definitely. I actually wanted to do my master's in entertainment law, well, intellectual property. Yeah, but I don't have the time. But if I do, when I do, I'm really going to do it because I think that'll be, I'll have more insight. Yeah.
Mm. You know, the perception about female musicians is that they're so busy, they can't have a family life.
Mm.
You're married.
Yes.
You've got beautiful children.
Thank you.
How are you juggling all of that together?
I don't know if there's even such a thing as balance, I'm telling you. But I think what I try to do is I try to be present in every moment with my family and even at work. You know, I really just try to be present. When I'm there full on, you know. And then when I'm not, I know that when I'm there, you know, I don't know, this is some sort of difference. But there really is no balance, I'm telling you. But they give me love all the time. They're very supportive. Even when I'm away, my kids would call me, no, mommy, we're supporting you. You know, you're going to be a celebrity one day. You know, so yeah, it does really help. They help me a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're more helpful than they are work. Yeah.
Now, your process of making music, can you take us through that process? Because I mean, you know that there's one of the songs that I absolutely love of yours.
Yes.
My love, my yay! Anyway, like, what's your process in writing your own music or even singing songs that are written by your band members?
Yes. Well, it's actually not as organic as, you know, some people might think. For me, that is. I don't usually just write on a pen and paper, you know. But then what I do is when I'm feeling a certain way, I'd call my producer and say, okay, he plays piano, Matiba Godfrey Pilani, yeah. And then he would, you know, get on the keys and I'd tell him, this is how I want it to be. I'm hearing the sound in my head, like, ba, 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 you know. We figure out the keys, he lays it down, the chords and all. And then that's when the feeling would come. And then I would say, okay, there's something there. And then I'd get inspired to write. And then right then and there, we have a melody, we have a song. So yeah, that's how I do it.
Shout out to Matiba. Now, I always ask musicians this question. Do you prefer the studio or performing live?
Performing live. Performing live. Definitely. There is no other feeling. honestly, like just the energy that you get from people and the reception and, you know, how they're listening to you attentively and you also want to like give them that thing and, you know, move their spirits a little bit, you know. Mm. Recording is nice, yes, it's nice, but it's not like live music, I'm telling you.
Mm, yeah. Mm. Now, you are a woman in the entertainment industry. Yes. And, you know, we've known each other for many years. Mm. And all the time I'll be like, girl!
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you maneuver as a woman within the entertainment industry?
Well, as hard as it is, everyone probably knows how hard it is. But I keep my head held high. Mm. No matter what, I just keep going. I just keep going. So if there are rejections, I use it as encouragement. And I know that, you know what, they said no, then you know what, I'm going to keep on pushing and show them. So that really does somehow, you know, the bad news become good news because now I'm more encouraged. Mm. I don't know if that makes sense. But then, yeah, I know where this is going and there is no way it will go either way. It has to go the way it's supposed to go. And I make sure that it happens no matter what.
You can't be charging us that much.
Yeah. And at that time, imagine what you're bringing. You're bringing a whole band. You're trying to create an experience. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah, no, it's tough. But hey, you get those all the time. I even got one today. So.
But that was strong.
Yeah.
You know, as a performer, you know, you're always out there. And one of the things that I'm happy about is that right here on Kaya 959, yes, this is your first time here.
Yes, it is.
What can people expect from the TS brand?
Good music. Good authentic music. Good music for our generation. You know, not for now, but for our generation.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm making music for my generation. It's a legacy for me. So I really want to be authentic. I want to move people and I want to be different.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to try hard to be different. I'm going to be me. So I think that's what, you know, makes me different. So yeah, good music. Good music.
Mm,
that's really what to expect from me.
Lovely stuff. Now, you know, I was going to ask you this, girl.
Which one?
I need you to, like, just hit me with a binanyana something.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to ask
that. Anything.
Oh my word. Which one? Should I do Dancing in the Rain maybe?
Yeah.
Or Maina? Dancing in the Rain? Maina? Mm. No, let me do Dancing in the Rain. Hold up. Take me away. Oh, take me away. Oh, baby. Take me away. Take me away.
Mm. Like wine, honey.
Oh, yeah.
TS, thank you so much for coming through to studio to chatting to us. Your social media handles, the peeps need to know where to get hold of a sister, please.
Of course. On Facebook, Tenelo Sebogudi. On Instagram, Tenu S or TS. And then on Twitter, the official TS.
There you are. TS, right here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Listen, she's a summer nominee. She's an educated lawyerism musician. //. I'm telling you, this is a lady that we're going to be talking about for years to come. Right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.